Everyone's Son, Chapter 1. The fourth house this year had a green porch with flaking paint and a milk carton sweating in the sun. No one claimed it, and it appeared as though no one had any intention of tossing it either. It just sat there, warm and souring, like it had been waiting for someone who will never come back, and even if they did, it would be so changed by then that they wouldn't want it. He stood on the bottom step holding his two trash bags. One of them had split at the seam, and he had to crumple the bag to keep it together. A sock drooped out of the corner, tattered and full of holes from being washed too many times in too many different sinks. The bags sagged in his hands, and the air pressed in, thick with heat and the faint scent of mold that he wasn't sure was coming from the house or from his clothes. Inside the house, a woman's voice rose from behind the screen door. Her tone was flat, not cruel, but not soft, just hollow, like someone reading the same sentence for the thousandth time.
"You coming in or what?" she called out,
not bothering to look or sound like she much cared. He didn't answer. Instead, he bent down, retied the broken bag tighter, and hauled them both up the steps. The screen door groaned as he pushed it open. The woman didn't move from her spot on the couch. She had a cigarette balanced between her fingers and one slipper off. Her eyes were fixed on the television, which blasted the sound of a court show, where a woman was screaming about a baby that wasn't hers.
"Room's down the hall," the woman said.
Her voice was still wrapped in that same tired flatness.
"Last door on the left. Bathroom's across from it. You leave piss on the seat, you're cleaning the whole thing, and don't touch my thermostat. I keep it where I like it."
He nodded, though she hadn't looked up to see it. The voices on the TV rose again, laughter, yelling, crashing to each other. The kind of noise people mistake for living. He stepped inside and dragged the bags across the linoleum. The smell of bleach and old grease hung in the air. From the hallway, a boy peeked around the corner and stared at him. The kid couldn't have been older than 7, shirtless, skinny, and messy hair with wide eyes. He watched for a few seconds and then disappeared without saying a word. The hallway carpet was worn flat, a single track of frayed fibers where too many feet had walked the same tired path. The last door on the left had a sticky handle and no lock. Inside, the bedroom held a twin bed with a bent metal frame, a single sheet stretched across the mattress, and no blanket. A plastic dresser stood in the corner, one drawer cracked down the side. The room had no posters, no curtains, no welcome, just space, and not much of it.